want to say hello to Cousin Shane. That may be a familiar word to all of you who follow Michael Bratton on That SEC Podcast. That is Cousin Shane if you're watching TV right now. Cousin, it's really good to see you. I feel badly inviting you on. We were together a couple weeks ago in Nashville, and I have gone to confessional and everywhere else you can for my sins of that hour we spent together.
Yeah. Therapy's going well, Paul. Therapist actually told me not to join the show, but I saw the introduction and I felt like you've turned over a new leaf. So I'm glad to join you as always.
I don't know what I got into. Got into me that day, I should say, because I like you. I don't think the podcast is remotely worth listening to, but we all got together and it just evolved. And I realized that there are feelings, and I felt like I did not take into consideration that you maybe do have feelings, because it was the Comedy Central roast of Cousin Shane that
it
day.
It is. And if you've not gotten an opportunity, check out that SEC podcast. It's posted there. A lot of views, a lot of people were fans of the bashing there, because usually it's me bashing Mike. So it was, maybe I got a little dose of my own medicine.
Well, it hasn't been announced yet, but I've got a comedy tour starting this fall. So I just thought I would work. they always say you have to, go to some comedy clubs on open mic night. I just decided to use you. But so let's catch up, because we have been all over the map lately, getting into all these things that your fans aren't interested in, legalities. And what's right. been happening on that SEC podcast, which actually deals with football, not all this other nonsense.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of football, almost all football. And I guess the big one is just optimism, coming off spring practice, everybody's got that little optimistic look on their team. And we've all done it, even as a fan growing up, since 98 Tennessee, it was like, this is our year as a Vol fan. But, we're getting a lot from Arkansas. We're getting a lot from these other teams that potentially have an opportunity to make a college football playoff, which they've never had. And that's what's really cool about that is the fans, they're so excited about their program coming up.
So, but listen, it's May, it's May 4th.
Yeah.
May 3rd, actually. I'm sorry. I'm trying to get to Cinco de Mayo so quickly that I missed the day. But a lot of this is just balderdash right now. Florida, they optimism. Yeah. Arkansas, great. Vandy, great. But in reality, let's talk about what is real and what isn't in terms of what you and Bratton think is really going to happen this fall.
Yeah, I think there is really a good shot that 5 to 6 teams have a shot for the college football playoff. Everything's got to go the right way, but we're looking at a potential 10-win season, getting you that opportunity for the dance. And I'm 41 years old and almost called you Mike again. I've been working on that, Paul, but 41 years, it was always like we had a team in the East, we had a team in the West that we had a pretty good idea who was going to meet in the SEC championship. And then sometimes it was wrapped up in November and it kind of took the fun out of it. But now we've got teams like Ole Miss and Mizzou and LSU and on and on, that we really have an opportunity for them to go to the dance, like I said. So that's the great side. Now, on the bad side, there's a lot of teams that, yes, I mentioned Arkansas, you mentioned Florida, that I do think that these teams may be improved, but I don't know if it's going to be enough to, make the fans happy by the end of the season.
And I'm going to move. If it's fair, Georgia and Texas, I think we would agree. How is it after that? I was in Tennessee the other day, and they're loving on Ole Miss. They're not quite sure about the Vols. So after Georgia and Texas, who is the next realistic of this next 4 or 5 to make the playoffs?
Missouri, I think, has a really good shot here. This is
hold on. I didn't think your podcast recognized Missouri as an SEC school.
Yeah, we did. Absolutely. Officially last year when they started sending me Luther Burden chips, So I got back on the bandwagon, and I think they got a really good shot here. Fantastic offense. The defense, obviously, we lost a lot of talent to the NFL, but I think that schedule is extremely favorable. This is a year you don't have teams like Georgia. You don't have teams like Tennessee. Some of these other programs that you mentioned potentially making the playoff, Mizzou's got a they got a sweet ride here. They are the only team that can mess it up.
Now, when you talk about South Carolina, Mississippi State, and Arkansas as your closing three, that is not exactly what Florida has, on the other hand, which is where I'm going next.
Yeah.
You guys spend a lot of oxygen on Billy Napier. I know there's – we had Graham Mertz on the other day. He's fired up. Another one of their linebacker was here. The other Derek Wingo, he's fired up. How fired up are you about a really Florida-like season, not – 6-6.
No, I'm feeling like this may be the last year for Billy in the SEC for a while. I believe the schedule is very daunting. Yes, this is one of those teams that I believe that Florida will be actually better than they were last year, but there's a realistic opportunity that by week 7, we're looking for a new head coach for the Gainesville, for the Florida Gators here. Billy has more pressure than my leather belt at a Golden Corral, man. And I'm telling you, it is coming. You could feel it. Even week 1 against Miami, here's another team that it just every time we look up, they're landing another athlete. That game is it may set the pace here.
Yeah, I think you're right, because a loss there and suddenly every game becomes do or die. And that A&M, Mississippi yeah. State, UCF, Tennessee, I mean, I think it – that is probably the game. So, okay, we've got two that are from – we had Pittman on yesterday, Pittman.
Yeah.
And he said this, Paul, I like my football team. What does that mean?
Well, he said the same thing last year. You know, there's not been a football team Sam Pittman hasn't loved, and I love Sam Pittman. And I will say that maybe a clean break is exactly what they needed. I was excited that Sam got another opportunity to come back, but you talk about it, you're back against the wall. That's Arkansas right now. They see what NIL can do. We got us a new basketball coach. Everything's getting – it's exciting again down there in Razorback country, but when – kickoff starts, if you don't start producing on the football field, people are going to start saying the same thing over and over again. And at the tail end of the season, Sam may be looking for a new job. He's got a tough road, but I do like, I love the quarterback. I love adding Bobby Petrino. I think that was a good, this is one of those teams that you walked away from that spring game and watching Green perform out there. You're like, well, maybe there's a shot. And if they win 7 games, I think that would be a big win for the Razorbacks.
The University of Tennessee, you know a little bit about there. I think you attended it for a week or two. My question is, they feel like they're right there on that cut line of being a playoff contender, but pick it up from there. What about the Vols?
Well, I don't want to put any pressure on a young quarterback, but I think everyone knows in the country that Nico drives this bus, and he will be the one that decides if this is a team that can make a playoff or not. I do love Tennessee's schedule. It's got we've got the Georgia, we've got the Alabama game. Those are the two that some are even saying going to be closer than most expected. But you got that tricky Oklahoma game. There's a couple of tricky landmines along the way. But I do love Tennessee's program. I love especially the trenches. Big guys don't get enough credit these days. And them big uglies up front, especially on that defensive side, is going to create havoc. So, I really like the ball shot.
You just kind of blew. I mean, you mentioned it, but you kind of like to like, oh, you know, they got that Oklahoma game. But to me, that Oklahoma game is a big deal. That's Oklahoma's first really big SEC encounter. And there's mm-hmm. also the saucy aspect of Josh Heupel, who was let go, returning home.
Yeah, well, here you got two programs expecting to win. And both of them can't. So one of these teams are going to walk away, not just losers, but sore losers. Oklahoma, this is their first SEC matchup. I think it's a pivotal game to let everyone know that they belong in the SEC. And then Tennessee, you know, the same old, well, next year's our year joke is going to be dubbed if they lose to Oklahoma. And I think it is a very, very big game, but I do believe that Tennessee has the edge right now.
Yeah, I just noticed that. At Missouri, Alabama, and LSU, not exactly a friendly way to end the season for the Sooners.
No, absolutely not. Out of Oklahoma and Texas, Texas got the sweet schedule. Oklahoma, I felt, got a little bit of the raw end of the deal there. This is going to be quite the wake-up call. This ain't Big 12 anymore. And every single week, you've got a team coming into your house or you're going to their place that can knock you off.
And then finally, Lane Kiffin. Everybody loves him right now. Is this the year that they finally break through?
Lane Kiffin. I remember burning the couch like it was yesterday, Paul. No, this is the year. They dubbed it the last dance. I think you could say that about a couple of teams. But this is a big deal. They landed him another recruit today. They've got all the pieces. You know, after that Georgia game, we get out here and, oh, poor me, this we can't do it because we ain't got the big guys up front. Well, you got them now. You've got the roster to go the distance. You got a schedule that sets up very, very nice. This is a team that I'd love to see get in the college football playoff. And if Lane somehow fumbles this, oh, buddy, I just don't know what's going to happen with the boosters out there in Ole Miss.
Speaking of boosters, my final entrant into the Cousin Shane home game is this. That decaying dynasty in Tuscaloosa that your cohort often talks about, and is continually wrong. Your thoughts on, not the hire, we're past that, but what's Alabama going to do this year?
I like them. I think this is one of those bubble teams again. They've got a lot of talent down there, but you know, expectations are extremely high. You're replacing the greatest of all time in Nick Saban. And I believe, you know, I don't want to get Larry all fired up because I know he's already been on the call here, but I don't think Alabama is going to be one of those teams that makes the playoff. I think this is a program that drops a couple maybe earlier that we didn't expect. You know, some are talking about how close the Wisconsin game is going to be. Georgia, I think having those two teams right there before October, this is a team that I think will get better as the season goes on. But, I think a 9-3 is what I'm looking for with Alabama.
And finally, a more personal question here. Michael Bratton.
Yeah.
It just seems like it's over for him, that you really are the star of this podcast. So.
Well, I was jogging this morning, Paul, and I was thinking about that. But, no, I love Mike. He's my legit cousin. We're ride and die till the end. And I appreciate everything. In fact, me being on this Zoom call was because of Mike. I spent 45 minutes yesterday on this computer trying to figure out how to do this. I know it all looks like it's well put together, but it took an army. So I appreciate everything Mike
said. Is that a couch that you're sitting on that probably will never be the same?
No, this is a very large recliner.
Okay.
And yeah, I had to remove a few things in the background to make it a little more Disney friendly. But I tell you what, this is a very comfortable. This is a good spot. It's where I'm going to watch my games. And we got that NCAA game coming out for too long, Paul. So hopefully we can get on and maybe we can play us a little football game.
Well, it is a pleasure. We've wanted, truth be known, we've wanted you for a long time. And every time we've invited you, Bratton has blocked it. So
I appreciate it, Paul. Yeah. And I like the warm up. You know, you brought me in, you know, when we were on the, ESPN Plus? Then,
yeah. We had you on. I think we were at the SEC tournament. We went off for a game and we said, hey, who would be a good way to kill 30 minutes with? Let's get Cousin Shane in here.
Absolutely. Bring me in on the last guest on Friday, right before news dump. I think that's a good move. I don't know who's making these decisions, but that was a good call. But 30 minutes later, you know, my Cinco de Mayo is about to start kicking in, you know?
Well, it's on a typical Cousin Shane on May 3rd.
Friday night starts, lots,
Cinco de Mayo. Cousin Shane, just a pleasure to have you on.
Absolutely.
You guys continue. All the best. And, I would say I'll see you at media days, but I have it on good authority. Your credentials have already been revoked. So we will see you soon. Cousin Shane joining us. Always great to talk to him. We'll take a break. A few more minutes remaining in the third hour of